I'm going to show some results from a meta-analysis that myself and Dr. Stuart Randy conducted last year on some controls on soil microbial biomass, carbon, and nitrogen in agricultural systems. So microbial biomass makes up a small portion of the soil carbon pool, but it's essential for a lot of biogeochemical processes, including the turnover and mineralization of essential nutrients, the production of trace gases, as well as some secondary compounds, the creation of some secondary compounds from plants that might then contribute to recalcitrant carbon pools. It's also critical for soil aggregation, the secretion of polysaccharides, and the absorption potential of microbial biomass, as well as the production of fungal hyphae, all help to bind soil particles together to create these stable aggregates. And this image shows how an extensive hyphal network can enmesh soil particles and hold them together to promote aggregation. However, when we convert natural ecosystems into agriculture, we often see a pronounced decline in microbial biomass, and this can be anywhere from 30 to 50%. And this is typically attributed to changes in cultivation, increases in tillage, for example, as well as changes in plant community composition and above-ground net primary productivity. And all of this has a direct impact on the type and quantity of organic carbon and nitrogen input into the soil. Unlike in natural ecosystems and cropping systems, you don't have a lot of consistent and substantial sources for organic carbon that can be available for microbial biomass. But just for microbial biomass production, you have a tight coupling of available carbon and microbial biomass growth. We do, however, have some management strategies in cropping systems that can increase organic carbon and nitrogen input. And this would include conservation tillage techniques. This is an image here of a strip tiller preparing a plant bed after a cover crop has been mowed and dried down. And there's a lot of potentially available organic carbon here from microbial biomass. And then a second option would be the application of animal manures or compost as either replacement or supplement to mineral fertilizers. There's been some evidence that mineral fertilizers can suppress microbial biomass, and there's also been a lot of studies that have looked at that have shown increases in microbial biomass due to the application of these types of organic inputs. So we really wanted to ask the question, how do these organic inputs affect microbial biomass, carbon and nitrogen, compared to mineral fertilizers? So our first objective using a meta-analysis approach was to quantify the effects of organic inputs on microbial biomass, carbon, and nitrogen compared to mineral fertilizers. And then secondly, to look at, to determine if there are any, predictor variables that might influence the direction or magnitude of response in microbial biomass to these organic inputs. And these predictor variables might be things like soil pH or percent clay. So first what we did is we looked at over 1,000 different studies, and then we pared these down based on certain criteria that we had for reporting units. And we ended up with 49 studies and 509 observations that went into the analysis, and this included over 11 different crops and over 15 different countries that were represented and a wide range of soil, chemical, and physical characteristics. We used a unilist response variable to integrate data reported across studies to estimate the amount of microbial biomass response in organic inputs relative to the mineral fertilizer. And then we further used a QB test statistic in order to determine which of these categories might have a significant influence on response microbial, on microbial biomass response to these organic inputs. And so with the QB test statistic is it looks at the mean response variable within a given category, and it compares it to the mean, to the overall response ratio for all the other observations. And then if it's significantly different, this would suggest that this variable had a high influence on microbial biomass response. So the larger the QD value is, the more influence it has. So overall, the study that we looked at, regardless of the different environmental parameters of crop management that we put into the model, we found that organic inputs increased microbial biomass by 25% and microbial biomass nitrogen by 14%. And the K in the table is the number of response ratios that were included in the analysis, and the R is the response ratio. So an R of 0 is the ratio and indicate no change, and an R above 1 and below 1 would indicate an increase or decrease, with statistical significance being determined by the 95% confidence interval. So we see here a clear positive effect of organic inputs on microbial biomass across all of the observations we put into the analysis. This figure plots the microbial biomass carbon values for each observation for mineral fertilizer against carbon values for those observations that received organic amendments, as well as observations that received no inputs at all. By comparing the no input observations to the observations that had mineral fertilizer, we can sort of try to understand whether the increase in response to microbial biomass that we saw was due to the elimination of the suppressive effect of mineral fertilizer, or an actual beneficial positive effect of the organic amendments that are being added to the soil. And the gray points are the no input observations, and that follows closely to the one-to-one line. If you had a suppressive effect of the mineral fertilizer, you'd expect those points to be above the one-to-one line. So this sort of suggests that we're actually seeing a benefit from the manure inputs and plant residues. And then lastly, I wanted to point out that if you start seeing an exponential increase in the observations of organic inputs above 500 milligrams of carbon, and this might indicate that these soils have inherently higher microbial biomass, whereas below 500 there might be some alternate constraining forces such as available pH and moisture. So this is the tabulated data for the QD analysis that we did. And not all of the categories are here, but I just wanted to point out a few of the interesting ones. The first three columns are microbial biomass carbon, and the last three are for nitrogen. And the K is the number of observations that were used in the analysis, rather than the response ratio. So what we see is for microbial biomass carbon, all of the categories were actually significant. But for nitrogen, only the top two categories were significant. For both microbial biomass carbon and nitrogen, the type of organic amendment applied had the highest QB value, indicating that it had the most influence on microbial biomass response. And the type of amendment applied would be a cattle manure, swine manure, poultry manure, or plant residue. And then this is followed by latitude. And then just for microbial biomass carbon, we have soil carbon content and the rate of nitrogen input through organic amendments that also have high significant QB values. So I'm going to look more closely at the first four categories for microbial biomass carbon. This plots the percent change in microbial biomass carbon on the y-axis against these four different categories, broken down into their various levels. So you have organic inputs and then the different types of inputs that were added below that, climate, and rate, and percent soil organic carbon. And then the overall mean for all of the studies we looked at, and that's also represented by the red line. So this can be interpreted, any of the points that sit above the red line, those individual levels, those would suggest that you had a higher increase in microbial biomass compared to the overall mean. So for instance, in organic inputs, you see dairy cattle has a 60% increase in microbial biomass carbon, which is well above a 25% increase for all of the studies combined. However, poultry manure, which has the lowest CN ratio of all the amendments applied, actually led to a slight decrease compared to the overall mean. And then climate, we see a significant difference between the low and mid-latitude observations, with mid-latitude leading to a little bit above 40% increase in microbial biomass. And then, as you'd expect, the percent change in microbial biomass increases as N rate and percent soil organic carbon increases. Interestingly, though, that the observations associated with soil organic carbon at less than 1% are close to zero, so these observations weren't really even being affected by organic inputs at all. So, to summarize, we saw a significant increase in organic inputs, in microbial biomass due to these organic inputs across the study, regardless of the crop management or the environmental characteristics that we included in the analysis. This is the 25 and 14% increase we saw is not going to recover all of the microbial biomass that might be lost due to land use conversion, but it's enough. It's a substantial amount to sort of help with crop productivity and soil health. We also saw that the response to microbial biomass carbon was highly influenced by all of these individual variables, but still there's only a few of those variables that led to a decrease, an actual decrease in microbial biomass compared to the mineral fertilizer treatment, suggesting that regardless of maybe soil constraints that you have on microbial biomass, like a low pH, you can still see a good response from organic input that might override these constraints. And then lastly, the type of organic input has the strongest effect on microbial biomass carbon and nitrogen responses to organic inputs. So I'd like to thank the Department of Energy and Great Lakes Bioenergy Research Center and Dr. Lucas May, who helped me with some statistical questions.
Yeah, we definitely have some time for questions if anyone has something for Cynthia.
We had observations that had the organic amendment applied over the course of one season, all the way up to 100 years. And that was included in the categorical analysis at the very bottom. Excuse me, but it wasn't significant, surprisingly. Or not at 0.05. So we didn't have a criteria for that.